Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As walls of few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I'm listening to the intro, okay? It's a controlled narrative from start to finish, unless they're local sponsors. All of the media coming in, all this information, it's all propaganda that serves big corporations and serves the, as they call themselves and love to be called, the elites. Put that up against Isaiah 14. Keep in mind, he's going to be thrown down, and he has been, in Jesus' name. And I'm talking about the devil. Isn't that crazy? It all serves their interests. You know, we've been told by those behind the scenes, inside of the media, telling us that it's all, the narrative's completely controlled. And I was thinking to myself, man, I mean, they can make you feel happy, they can make you feel sad, they can cause you to be elated, they can cause you to be afraid of what's next. This is all listening to the voice of the world. And it's craziness. We hold to the word of God. Folks, and keep in mind, a ship is not, for example, meant to be tied to a dock. It's meant for the seas. And the captain on that ship is not going to be a skilled sailor unless he's on the seas. And so are we as Christians. And the Bible clearly tells us that we know the voice of a stranger. And him we will not follow in John 10. It's so easy to detect. You know, I wanted to highlight that with this. Do you remember when David Rockefeller, he's in hell now where he belongs, and he made that choice. The Lord didn't. The Bible's clear when he said that the Lord desires all to come to the knowledge of the truth. But if they reject his mercy, then the wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. And it tells us in Psalm 11 that God is angry with the wicked every day. I know that there's some people out there that have been feeding on a modern gospel, and you reap the curse. You still don't want to listen to what real love is or the heart of God. I'm going to get to that today, too. I mean, as if to suggest God's love tolerates a false doctrine. And look at the modern gospel has brought in us. What has it brought us? Well, to accept the spirit of the world and to reject the spirit of God. Who's setting the narrative? Is it the church influencing the world, or is it the world influencing the church? You can't separate the two. We all live that, right? We all live them both. David Rockefeller said, "We are grateful to the Washington Post." Listen carefully. "We are grateful to the Washington Post, the New York Times, Time Magazine, and other great publications whose directors have attended our meetings and respected their promises of discretion for almost 40 years now," said David Rockefeller. He said it would have been impossible for us to develop our plan for the world if we had been subject to the lights of publicity during those years. But the world is more sophisticated and prepared to march towards a world government, the supranational sovereignty of an intellectual elite, and the world bankers is surely preferable to the national auto-determination practiced in past centuries. Folks, it's all bought and paid for. This whole monopoly, this whole system, this whole alliance, Isaiah 28, verse 18, it's illegal in America. But the American people have submitted themselves to this voice that walks in contrast to the voice that's supposed to be influencing the world, saith, or should I say, those that have remained silent, namely the 86% that profess to be God's kids. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up is because I had thoughts as to how I'm going to roll the show out today. And I thought, you know, I could do this every day, and I have been. These are all brand new. Surely Eichhart dies at 67 only to prove the point of what I just said. They drive the narrative, right? Here's another one. This is Ellen DeGeneres, famed witch, dead at 40 years old. And the American people still don't understand because they're still listening to Anthony Fauci. They're still listening to Bill Gates. Oh, just hang on a second. This will make sense. Hip-hop legend Granddaddy IU dies at 54 years old. And you know what the mainstream media is telling the people now? It's not because of the vaccines. It's because of the virus. Baloney. Baloney. There's enough truth out there, folks, for us to decide what the truth is. And it's interesting how big tech companies are censoring the speech of those that would dare call out the lying narrative of those that I am addressing even now. Here's another one for you. Ali Spice, viral Hooters waitress, TikTok star. She's dead at 21 years old. This is just today. Just today. Here's another one for you. Rascals drummer. He was 78 years old, but pay attention to the timing. I'm not saying everybody died from the experimental jabs, but I am saying look to the timing of what we're dealing with right now. This is brand new. Just seen this morning. Yesterday morning. Pierce County firefighter unexpectedly died. They just don't know how he died, folks. Yesterday I was at home, and I had to get some stuff done on one of our vehicles. And while I'm sitting there, I decided to look at the local obituary. Died unexpectedly. Died unknown causes. Died suddenly and without cause unknown. Oh my goodness, folks. Oh my goodness. Look at this one. Here's another one. This is brand new as well. And I've seen this in Arizona as well, where there is some people that are well known in that state that are dying from brain cancer that just suddenly came on. Oh, here's another one that y'all might know. Sharon Osbourne rushed to the hospital after medical emergency. Of course. Of course. And this week, I highlighted the fact that we had Lieutenant Colonel Teresa Long sharing the side effects of these experimental jabs, and I am lining this up to what I just said about the mainstream media, driving the narrative. When I come back on the other side, I'm going to play this audio video for you, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe to that page, or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. I'm going to play this audio video for you on the other side of Lieutenant Colonel Teresa Long, MD, MPH, FS, warning of what's going on inside of the military right now that the mainstream media is silent on. We'll be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there. Disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Okay, so I do a lot of study in the prophets, the law and the prophets, the small prophets, because that's the balance that we need in America today concerning the heart of God, Jeremiah 9:24. But going back to Amos, he was the burden bearer, and he was the one that was sent forth as a follower to go proclaim the word of the Lord to a nation that wouldn't listen to him any longer. And he said, as a matter of fact, I'll get to scripture in a moment, but he said what I'm going to show you right now is going to come to pass. Look at Amos 8:3. I'll get to that in just a moment. But what I want to do is I want to fast forward you to the end of the last segment concerning Teresa Long, who is warning the military. And this is Senator Ron Johnson holding a hearing right now. Listen, blowing the horn and turning on the alarm concerning what is in fact happening with these experimental jabs. This isn't over, friends. This isn't over. I just want you to make clear. They're pushing this now on little kids and babies. They're telling people that if you don't get your shots, then they can't go to school. Well, listen, if you would take heed to the voice of Scripture, Proverbs 22, verse 6, and training up your own children rather than having them dropped off at your sworn enemy's gates to have them illegally indoctrinated by the federal government, which is a violation of Article 10 of the Bill of Rights, I'll tell you what, their whole intent or their whole agenda would fall to the ground in a day. It's not for them to raise up your kid. It's for you to raise up your kids. And it would fall in a day. But they're sounding the alarm, trying to tell people what's going on, because they're forcing the military. Ready for this? Hey, folks, how do you destroy a country? Attack your military. Weaken your military. Teresa Long, right now, is forecasting that within 5 years, America will not have a standing army. And the American people sit back and they watch it go on day after day, week after week, as if to suggest it has nothing to do with them. Nothing. It has everything in the world to do with you. Did you know that 97% of those in the military said that they were forced to take the vaccine, which, by the way, is baloney. Baloney. They didn't have to take anything. 97% are the numbers that I lastly heard concerning those that have been vaccinated, as they call it. Now, of course, they're rescinding all of that because people are not signing up to serve in the military. Of course not. Why would you do that when you have an imminent threat on the horizon, namely the Chinese and the Russians? Americans, when you would look at what's going on through this said representative limited government of yours in America, does it look like they're upholding the law and condemning the wicked and justifying the righteous, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1? Or are they doing the opposite, which brings a curse because the Lord calls it an abomination? Proverbs 17:15. And people are still just wandering about, trying to figure out what's going on, trying to make sense of it all, and yet we're on the radio morning and night, every day, 6 days a week, trying to tell the people what others in the conservative movement are not willing to tell them. And of course, the church isn't telling them. That's why the conservatives don't tell them. And what's the difference? There isn't one. They're both worthless. Matthew 5:13, they're trodden underfoot. They're good for nothing. That's exactly right. But we have these courageous people like Senator Ron Johnson, along with Teresa Long, trying to warn the people as to what's really going on. These are the side effects of these said experimental jabs that have gone unheeded by your Congress, your Senate, your representatives, for the most part, not all of them, but for the most part, on federal government levels and state government levels. Keep in mind, the governors in states throughout the United States, every single one of them went along with the experimental jabs, which should put a chill up your spine, if nothing else. What shows you that they are a part of the problem, and they must be held accountable individually and corporately for their crimes against humanity. Check this out. You cannot deny the fruit of these experimental jabs.
What you've seen in your population of the finest among us, the service members who've been forced to get the vaccine, again, we saw the macro, but clinically, what are you seeing in your clinical experience?
I've seen three strokes, transient ischemic attacks, massive clot to the spleen and liver, spinal tumors, brain tumors, sarcoidosis, lupus, cognitive impairment, myocarditis, pericarditis, avascular necrosis of the hip requiring total hip replacement, without history of trauma or underlying fatalopathy, and I see a shocking suppression of the immune system that is pervasive in increased liver enzymes.
Oh, my goodness. And she was completely censored. She was completely censored. Just think about this. I want you to think about this, too. This is the weekend show, folks. We're broadcasting live in 157 cities. We're broadcasting into 53 countries right now. So bear with me if you've heard this information. These doctors in the tens of thousands have been warning the people every step of the way concerning what Bill Gates and Fauci are pushing. And the best that you've gotten are the Rand Pauls grilling Fauci. All the while, unbeknownst to the American people, his wife was going, while he was grilling Anthony Fauci, his wife was going behind the American people and buying stock into Remdesivir. Okay, this is the best that you have. We call them the great American appeasers. There's no justice, and the American people are sick and tired of being sick and tired of sitting back and watch them play their games and share the profit margins. Hey, Americans, billionaires have accumulated 27% increase in their wealth worldwide. Well, the governors were attacking the little guys. Guess what was going on? The corporations were receiving all of the customers from the businesses that have been forced shut by the governors who never had any constitutional authority in doing so. You know that the big pharma companies have made huge margins. Huge margins. In the billions. How did they make that money? The government convinced you that there was a pandemic. which they could never prove. The burden of proof was on them, not on you. But they threw it on you through the governors, okay? And the use of the mainstream media, who are accomplices in these crimes of genocide. What did they do? They convinced the people that there was a virus. When they convinced the people, they wanted to get a reaction from the people. Fauci comes out and says, put on a mask just for a week or two to curb the virus. Once he's seen there was accomplices and those that were willing to add strength to tyranny, all the while knowing the manufacturers told us the mask didn't work anyways, they still went along and played along with Anthony Fauci. Those that were pushing the agenda through the mainstream media were encouraged. So all of a sudden, before we knew it, they started talking about vaccines. That was the pill in the jam. They create the chaos. They bring in the new order. So they got some people scared, and the mainstream media stuck on those people that were going along with it, and they were censoring those that were exposing it. Listen carefully. Facebook is a part of it. Twitter's a part of it. Google's a part of it. Yeah, the mainstream media is a part of all this cover-up. And they have been accomplices to the crime of conspirators for a long time in this country, as we all know. Jeremiah 11:9. So once they convinced everybody that there was a virus they couldn't prove, that was a recoverable rate at 99.997%. They still convinced some useful idiots to go get their shots. See, where did they get that money? They went and they stole the money from the taxpayers. Okay? Because there were some people scared. So the government goes in, steals our tax dollars. Then they offer to the people across America, this is globally, but I'm talking about America right now, they offer free vaccinations like you're beginning to see again, because they're forecasting another winter of death if you don't get a shot. Regardless of all the facts that we've gotten now, and the dangers of these experimental drugs. So what do? They took that money and they said, you got a free shot. Now folks, if it was really about our health, all this medical industry, milking people, where people have to sell their homes to get treatment for cancer, so on and so forth, all the while know it's induced through their foods from the likes of I'll get some of these names going in my head in a moment here. Monsanto is what I was thinking of. So they poison the food. You get the point. You see what I'm saying? They're creating the problem. They're driving you to the hospitals, and they're making large profit margins from this. But what I want you to get is the fact that they steal your money. Then they tell you, go get your free shot. Well, what they're not telling you is they're driving that money over to their big pharma friends, like Moderna and Pfizer and AstraZeneca, and the list goes on. And then once they make their profit margins, then they give some kickback to the Congress or to the representatives that stole your money in the first place. So this is all, folks, we're doing this to ourselves. Numbers 32:23. It's a big circle, and we're doing it to ourselves. We'll be right back.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News update. One of Russia's biggest attacks yet on Ukraine sent more than 70 missiles at the country on Friday. Officials saying at least 12 people have died. Emergency crews pulling the body of a toddler from the rubble early Saturday. Thousands more migrants have packed shelters on Mexico's border with the U.S. as Title 42. The restrictions that have prevented hundreds of thousands of migrants from seeking asylum in the U.S. for the past 2.5 years is set to be lifted next week after a ruling from the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals on Friday. Conservative states made a push to keep Title 42 in place after a judge last month set November 21st as the deadline for the federal government to end the practice that was put in place by former President Donald Trump in 2020 on grounds of preventing the spread of COVID-19. 7 college football bowl games planned for this Saturday, including Cincinnati and Louisville, kicking things off at 11 a.m. Eastern. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
So one of the things that I like to do here, and we always do it here, is I want to back it up with the facts, and I'm going to get to those. I said I was going to show you after the fact scripture, and it tells us in Amos 8:3, it says, there shall be many dead bodies in every place. They shall cast them forth with silence. Okay, they're doing this right in the face of the people, but what are they doing? They're continuously reporting cause of death unknown. Cause of death unknown. Cause of death unknown. Cause of... Folks, this is every day. I never heard that before the last 3 years. They're censoring the cause while at the same time simultaneously pushing forth the agenda. Treasonous Joe just went out and said again, get out and get your shot. Again, in spite of all the facts that we have. Okay, yeah, I'm just going to sit and play stupid with people that don't want to hear it for the 1,000th time. And then with a converted mind, ask the simple question, why do the people tolerate this? Why do the people suffer these abuses? Hey, folks, over the last week, I find myself saying, where in the Constitution does it tell us, as I peruse it, I don't know where it's at because I'm still looking for it, But where does it tell us in the Constitution where we're supposed to sit back and allow federal government to put their fingers and state governments to put their hands onto everything and anything that they have no constitutional authority doing in the first place? And where is it that we, the people, the government in this country, under God, that delegate authority to them, where are we supposed to constitutionally or in any founding document, where are we supposed to submit ourselves to their abuses? We're not. It's not there. And what's worse is the people sit there and they have eyes, but they act like they're blind. They have ears, but they act like they're deaf. But yet when I'm going back to the Constitution now, when I look at it, it does give us constitutional provision to impeach them and to prosecute them individually and corporately. Folks. And of course, we have agencies like the FBI now, who's been named the Gestapo under Joe Biden. Isn't this crazy? Remember all that stuff 5 years ago? Bradley, why do you keep talking about the Gestapo? Why do you keep talking about Adolf Hitler? Why do you keep talking about the SS? Because that's where we're at today. The Holy Ghost knew, didn't he? 1 Corinthians 12:28. Yep, and here we are. And here we are. What happened? You know, that Brad guy over there, you know, 3-5 years ago, he keeps telling us the same things. I don't necessarily like his message. I'm going to go over here and listen to Fox. Or I'm going to go over here and listen to someone that continuously fuels the narrative to divide and conquer. Because I'm too lazy to take the time to read the documents for myself, which are predicated upon the Word of God. And then you look fast forward to the present and you wonder why we're here. Whoa. You know why this happens? Going back to Amos, I want to tell you why it's happening. Amos 2:4, which precedes Amos 8:3. For the transgressions of Judah, his church, and for 4, he said, I will not turn away the punishment because they have despised the law of the Lord and they have not kept my commandments. That's the scriptures. And nothing's changed. Christ didn't come to abrogate. He came to what? Fulfill. Okay? So, what is the excuse of the American people at this point? Well, that's not what my pastor said. Well, let me say this. Does God's love tolerate false doctrine? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. It exposes it. Right? My love does not tolerate false doctrine. When I'm born of the Spirit of God, keep in mind who gave me that love. The love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost who's been given unto us. Romans 5:5. Do you think that love's going to conceal the truth or expose it, especially when that same Holy Ghost comes about to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment to bring repentance to a guilty world? John 16, starting in verse 8. Oh, if the American people would only think, if they would stick to the Word of God and be not moved, remain steadfast, we would not be in the predicament that we're in right now. I see you over there, Steve. By the way, if you want to call 1-866-582-9933, I am going line upon line, precept upon precept. I started the show off today, if you're just joining us, with David Rockefeller, who's now burning in hell because he chose to despise the mercy of God to his own demise. Read Luke 16 when you get a moment. He's the one that said, we are grateful to the Washington Post, the New York Times, Time Magazine, and other great publications whose directors have attended our meetings and respected their promises of discretion for almost 40 years. This was back in 1991, he said this. So add 40 years to it. I'm sorry, 31, 32 years to this. He said it would have been impossible for us to develop our plan for the world if it had been subject to the truth, is what he's saying, to the lights of publicity during those years. But the world is more sophisticated and prepared to march towards a world government. How are they doing that? That's exactly what much of this pandemic is all about. Unless you have your head stuck in the sand, it's still happening regardless if you want to ignore it or not. He said, David Rockefeller did, the supranational sovereignty of an intellectual elite and world bankers is surely preferable to the national auto-determination practiced in past centuries. Well, then I took the time to highlight what's going on through the pandemic. And I'm showing you the fruit of this every day. I could spend every day just highlighting the famous people that are mysteriously dying off suddenly. Even my local papers. Everybody wants to act like it's not happening, but when you have a conversation with your neighbors, it's interesting how they're thinking and talking the same way that you are. What, men are now ruled by the fear of what they don't know? Doesn't the Bible tell us in Proverbs 28, verse 1, that the wicked flee when none pursueth? Those that fear the face of God know not that voice. The voice of a stranger they will not follow. They have strong confidence in the fear of God. But those that forsake God's moral law praise the wicked, and they understand not judgment. Read Proverbs 28, verse 5, and read downward. They that forsake God's moral law, they praise the wicked. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again. I can show you who you serve by who you fear and what you fear. And if it's a diabolical fear, that is not the fear of God. The fear of God walks in a filial love, as a father to a son and a son to his father. Do you know that Jeff Bezos, the guy that mysteriously appears out of nowhere and he takes over Amazon and everybody orders from Jeff today? You guys all know that he's a CIA front. We all know this, right? CIA, remember Harry Truman back in the 40s said, had he known that the CIA would be the American version of the Gestapo, he would have had nothing to do with it. It's the same CIA, yeah, that's known to subvert nations, to overthrow countries, to assassinate individuals that pose a threat to the global order. Yeah, you all know who I'm talking about, right? Well, now they're equating the FBI to the Gestapo, and you can see the way that they're acting too. Not that they have any constitutional authority to do it, but if the people don't know the difference, they're going to just keep doing what they're doing anyways, and that's why they're doing it. What are they doing? They're protecting these said self-proclaimed elites. Jeff Bezos, did you know that he owns Washington Post? Wanted to let you know that. Considered the newspaper of record, not anymore. Did you know that Jeff Bezos, owners of the Washington Post, is now given over to it being a mouthpiece of the globalists and the narrative that they want to set? This all stops and the American people put a stop to it. It stops here. Don't look to another country to do for you what you're commanded by God to do. Oh, and speaking of which, Bill Gates, did you know? You know, the guy that just, he invests into vaccinations, and before you know it, he's an expert on viruses and vaccinations? And then he blurts the truth out in his confusion when he tells the world he wants to, and we played the video several times, and the mainstream media is trying to say that he didn't say it, right? Yeah, remember he's the guy that said he wanted to lower the world population by 3.6 billion people? Yeah, here, listen carefully. Bill Gates has spent hundreds of millions of dollars on funding mainstream media outlets all over the world, turning them into propaganda mouthpieces for his agenda. Oh, and somehow or another, isn't it interesting how Bill Gates is he's the spokesperson whenever it comes to the virus, just like that of his henchman, Anthony Fauci? Ephesians 4:14, John 8:44. Isn't that interesting how that works? It's all bought and paid for. An investigation by the independent outlet Mint Press reveals that Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has distributed $319 million in the form of over 30,000 individual grants to media outlets. And guess who else? Fact checkers. Oh, my goodness. Well, the fact checkers are all bought and paid for by the devil's minion himself, Bill Gates. Yeah, we know Snopes is a CIA front. We know that the FBI and the CIA are censoring people on Facebook and on Twitter. This is all I wrote on it this week. Folks, quit acting like it's not happening. I mean, these dummies in these agencies don't realize they're on the same boat and they're only being used for a temporary time. And what they don't realize is history teaches us these useful idiots are the first ones lined up against the wall and shot after they're done being used for the purpose of their master, Satan himself. Oh, yeah, that's history. That's history. Listen to me now, you wicked men. And don't sit back and tell the people that you're just doing your job when you're violating your oath. Because the Lord will hold you to it. Rest assured. Numbers 32, and so will the American people. Let's give it a little more time. It ain't over yet, Cowboys. 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Kevin Shipp, former CIA officer. I want to give my personal recommendation for Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. Bradley's message of standing for faith and liberty in America is critically important to the future of our country. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty's message is a light in the darkness we're facing. I personally support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty, I wanted to show you this, and I'm going to pull Steve up here. I got, just to show you what's going on a nationwide basis, and I'm sure a global basis, with big tech companies. And I, you guys probably think, Bradley, you're just whining about this censorship all the time. I'm not whining about it. I'm trying to warn you that this censorship that's taking place with this ministry is not aimed at me, it's aimed at you. And this is the bulwark of freedom concerning freedom of speech. And if you don't want to understand the First Amendment, you can go ahead and keep letting the big tech companies illegally censor you, because that's how they're getting away with what they're getting away with. And they all well knew. This is all forecasted. And again, the Lord's in control of all this under judgment. This week, if you look to the right on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, you'll see a picture of Time Magazine's Man of the Year. And it was Adolf Hitler. And this was in 1944. Okay? 1944, friends. I'm sorry, 19... No, wrong one. I believe it was 1941. I did this over the last week here. I got barred for 57 days. 57 days, because what I did is I posted a picture of those that were promulgating the fake news. It's actually 1938. This is another one. This was from 1938. Adolf Hitler, Man of the Year, Time Magazine. Also keep in mind they had that of Joseph Stalin twice, Man of the Year, on Time Magazine. So who are they putting up as Men of the Year? Regardless of what they wrote about him, what is the impression that they're giving to the people? Why would they put Adolf Hitler's Man of the Year in 1938? I need to know. Okay, so I posted and I said, these are the people that are promulgating and disseminating false news. So Facebook comes in and shuts me down for 57 days. Folks, it's totally true what Time did. Why would they censor that? Because they don't want you to know who's responsible for the lies. And it's them. And if I go over, as a matter of fact, I'm just going to go over to Joseph Goebbels. And I want you to read or hear this. And what he said about how the truth is the greatest enemy to the state. Listen to this, friends. Okay? Again, you can't make this up, but this is what's happening in America today. And so now, of course, I'm trying to pull it up, right? You tell a lie big enough and keep repeating it, people will eventually come to believe it. The lie can be maintained only for such a time as the state can shield the people from the political, economic, and or military consequences of the lie. It thus becomes vitally important for the state to use all of its powers to repress dissent, for the truth is the mortal enemy to the state. The truth is the mortal enemy of the lie, and thus, by extension, the truth is the greatest enemy of the state. This is exactly how they're operating. This is why people are equating the FBI and the CIA to the Gestapo, because they're acting just like them. Read Jeremiah 11:9 when you get a moment. And one more thing I wanted to highlight, going to the next point. You heard during the break, one of those that were giving me a voiceover commendation, Kevin Shipp. He's former CIA. He's a friend of mine. He's suing the CIA. Folks, for what? Disseminating false information. If you're going to put up with it, then don't complain about it. It's really that simple. Steve, thanks for hanging on, man. I want to get over to the profits of the big pharma companies that have been profiting off of the deaths of the innocent on a global basis right after this call. So, again, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Well, it's kind of funny. I was steaming about this morning because I've had the flu for a few days. And I was reading the insert on the medication they gave me. And it's like, the thing is worthless because they're telling you they can lie to you and tell you the truth at the same time. I mean, so if you take the antibiotic that they gave me, which I really need because I don't want my flu to turn into pneumonia, and I've had real bad bouts of pneumonia, one of the side effects is blindness. So basically they're saying, this will help you unless we blind you instead. You know, and when they started this whole, censoring and everything, they said up front, even if you're telling the truth. So if what we say makes people not want the vaccine, even if it's true, so you can lie all you want and they're more than happy to let you do that. If it's in favor of the vaccine, lie all you want. But if you tell the truth and show how it's hurting somebody, then you're in trouble. Well, wouldn't you think the average person would say, gosh, I'm not allowed to tell the truth about that?
Yeah.
That's a problem?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it is what I've said, Steve. It's infuriating, to say the least.
I got family members that have been killed by it. Or one young guy, 19, his immune system's wrecked. And I'm watching healthcare fall apart because I'm thinking the real reason, you know, that they're moving patients all over the state, you know, because none of the hospitals got staffing for them. And I'm starting to think that the staffing is, besides the people quitting from refusing to take the shot, I think there's a lot of people that are now out of healthcare because they've been hurt from the shot.
Yeah.
And I have no idea how to figure out what number that is.
Steve, is it okay to tell people who you are? Not your last name, but what you do?
Yeah, I'm an EMT.
That's right.
And I can tell you one thing. When I was going through paramedic training, and I bought a real expensive medical dictionary because it's helpful at the time. And I took pharmacology and everything. And I went back and looked in my paramedic textbooks, my EMT textbooks, and that expensive medical dictionary. And sudden adult death syndrome doesn't appear anywhere in there.
Of course not.
They didn't tell us, hey, you know, people just drop dead for no reason, you know. So get ready to treat that.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
You think they'd be telling me, hey, you might walk in the door, and yet we got a family member that dropped dead at 61.
Yeah. You're hearing it all over the place. You know, but we also got to consider this is the same government that has illegally sanctioned the murder of 70 million babies, telling the people this is for your health. And you've got people that take them for face value, all the while knowing their history, Steve? There's just some, we can only do what we do, and we can do no more. We cannot make the choice for people to respond in the right fashion. If they so choose to listen to the lie and submit to it, they're going to eat the fruit of their own ways. And that's the curse. That is the judgment of God. Steve, thank you for the call. I totally appreciate you, friend. By the way, friends, add this to this conversation today, that the Vaccine Injury Act, it was called the National Child Vaccine Injury Act, NCVIA was the acronym of 1986, under Make America Great Again, Ronald Reagan. It was signed into law, they call it. It's not law, it's policy, it undermines law, by the United States, namely President Ronald Reagan, as a part of a larger health bill on November 14th, 1986. The bill was to eliminate the potential financial liability of vaccine manufacturers due to vaccine injury claims, to ensure a stable market supply of vaccines, and to provide cost-effective arbitration for vaccine injury claims. Do you hear that? So your said representatives passed a bill, they call it, which undermines common sense and, of course, undermines law. And what did they do? They created a bill to indemnify Big Pharma. Indemnify. They're not going to be held accountable for their crimes against the innocent that they're harming or killing. I've never even heard of that before. Look at this. U.S. government confirms COVID vaccine caused 1,433 times increase in the reports of cancer to CDC database. How come the mainstream media is not highlighting that? They're playing off each other, folks, is what they're doing. Doctors are changing their mind. Here's another one. Vaccinations have 26% higher mortality rate. Of course. Of course. But I do have some good news here for you. Okay? The good news is, you have a lawful right to stand up for yourself. The skeptic just wrote, by Will Jones, government clarifies vaccine injured can sue manufacturers despite the indemnity. In other words, get an attorney and go after them, every single one of them. I'm going to come back and highlight the profit margin of these vaccine companies. Hour two coming up.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is my
mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.